Hey man, I'm talking to you. If you're over 50, welcome to the club. And there's new rules after 50. So if your health, if your mindset, or if your relationships suck, and you're looking for solutions to fix those things, well, you're in the right place. I'm Dr. John Harper, and this is Sharper Mail. Today on Sharper Mail, what we're going to do is we're going to talk about the story, health, mindset, and relationships. Hopefully from the last one, you were able to improve your life, to be a sharper male. So, here's my story, and I'm sticking to it. So, by now you've heard about my not-so-great marriage, last one. Anyway, so when you blame somebody for something, you got to blame them for the good things too. You know, you blame them for the bad things they did. Well, got to blame them for the good things. Got to be balanced. And I can truly tell you that there was something really great that my ex-wife did that was very helpful for me. As I got heavier and heavier, and as I gained more weight, I guess my snoring got real bad. And one morning, not in the nicest way, but she told me that it was keeping her awake and that she was a little concerned because I would stop breathing. And, a guy being a guy, No, I'm fine, you know, if I'm snoring, just tap me and ask me to roll over, you know, get on my side, because I usually didn't snore then. But she said, no, you really do hold your breath, you stop breathing. And that concerned me, because I knew sleep apnea was a killer. Destroys your sleep, destroys your heart. If you're not getting your sleep, you cannot be alive. When you're asleep, that's when your body recreates the new you. And I'll talk about that when we get into sleep. So I got smart. I went and got a test, and pretty simple. It was a thing they sent to the house. So I was lucky I didn't have to go somewhere to go sleep, some strange place, and try to get tested. But came on with the doctor to go over the results about a week later. And, I'm a doctor. I talk to patients, and there's seminars and ways to talk to people to try to get them to understand what you're trying to do and, you know, follow through with your recommendations. And the guy opened it up, and the first thing he says is, "Oh, my God, how are you alive?" And my first thought was, well, that's a pretty good opening line to, you know, get me to follow through and buy his machine and do the treatments with him and everything. But he said, no, he's only seen one other person that was so bad. And every hour I was holding my breath, not breathing for up to a minute at a time, 10 times an hour, I was holding my breath for over an hour, up over a minute. Anyway, so I have to thank her for that, because getting that sleep test and getting on a CPAP, and I don't check out right away, I'm going to help you out with this, did everything for me. It allowed me to get my sleep. I will never forget waking up that first day. Wow, is this what's supposed to happen? I don't feel like taking a nap at 10 a.m. I don't feel like going to bed at 9:30. It was fabulous, and it worked out really well. So I tell that story because it's going to fit in with the three things of our health, our mindset, and relationships. So first of all, guess what I'm going to talk about health? Yeah, for sure, it's going to be sleep. And you must know this by now. If you're not getting 7 to 8 hours of sleep a night, asleep, not in the bed, not screwing around with your phone, getting up and going to the bathroom 3, 4, 5, 6 times a night. No, you are out and unconscious. And I don't mean with pills or alcohol or drugs. I mean you went to sleep because you got to get to that REM sleep. You got to. And without the REM sleep, you are not repairing your body. Your body is made of so many trillions of cells. And every single one of those cells has a lifetime that is shorter than your lifetime. So they need to be replaced. Just like your skin is always replacing itself. You know, the old, what you're seeing is dead skin. And it'll, underneath it is good skin. And it, you know, it, the dead skin comes off and the good skin comes up from underneath. Well, your heart, your liver, even your brain, your bones even. All right? So until you get into that REM sleep, you are not replacing yourself. If you don't get into REM sleep, your brain doesn't get a chance to calm down from the whole day, to place those memories where they need to go. And without good sleep, you're not repairing yourself and you are not saving your memories. So this sounds kind of like an important thing, doesn't it? So you got to get the right kind of sleep. So get yourself a sleep test. Now, if you have a partner that is around and hears you sleeping, you know, ask them, do I snore? Do I seem to stop breathing? You know, what do I need? You know, what's going on? And even if they don't know, oh yeah, you snore sometimes and I tap you and you roll over and, you know, it's not a big deal. Well, you know, even snoring is a problem. So, if you don't have somebody, there's a voice recorder and on your phone, and you can set it up to just record you all night, or you could do it how I did it, is I set it to just catch me when I was sleeping and when I made noise, and it would pick up those noises. And so I knew quite readily I had a problem. And so I got that test, like I said before, and I bought myself a CPAP, and yeah, at that time it was $1,100. Right now they're half price. You can get the same model for $600 and some because they have a newer model, a little more digital. And you get connected up with the doctor, and these things are amazing. I mean, I'm so old school, but wow. I mean, you know, you can turn this thing on, put it on, and it checks your breathing and when you're having trouble and all these things, and it'll help push a little bit of air into you. So when you're breathing, and my understanding was, what the problem was, is that because I had gotten so heavy that there was so much weight on my chest and in my throat, it was difficult to get that air in for that breath, and that's why I wasn't breathing. So as I start to breathe in, it pushes in a little bit. And like I said, night and day, it's fantastic. So don't be so worried about it. At first I fought it, but it's really not a big deal. Every night now for 4 years, I use that thing. I take it with me on my trips. I don't bother with a portable one. You know, I just take it with me, and it works really well. And you know, the first couple nights it was kind of weird, but you know, your brain does this amazing thing that when you do something that's great for you and it's really helpful, the little annoyances that go along with it seem to go away in a second. You know, it's really not that big of a deal. And the other thing too is that I was getting up 3 or 4 times a night to go pee. And I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, I got problems with my prostate. But every time I get it tested, everything was fine. Well, what this doctor explained to me is that if you're not in REM sleep, let's back up. When you're in REM sleep, you can hold your urine. It blocks those electrical impulses to your brain from your bladder that says, hey, get up and go to the bathroom. And it'll hold it, and yet you won't, you know, won't pee yourself. And this is why when you sleep all night and don't get up, you know, first thing you got to do is you got to get up and go pee. So because you're not in this REM sleep, you feel like you got to get up and go pee. So a lot of times your PSA, that's the fancy test that you, blood test that you get for your prostate, will come back normal, but you keep getting up and going. And, you know, that wasn't the case at all. So ask your sleep mate. If not, get a recording of yourself sleeping and go and talk to the doctor and tell him. And maybe you got to embellish it a little bit, because sometimes these doctors don't want to do this because, you know, it costs money to get it done. But get yourself a sleep test. Hopefully it'll be the kind that you can do in your own place. But, you know, I've had plenty of patients that I've told about this, that they have got, you know, to do it however, and you got to do it through your insurance. And, at the bottom of this, I'm going to have a doctor's name and connection. And if you're going to do this online, by yourself, because the insurance I had at that time wasn't interested in doing that, and so I thought it was important enough that, you know, I don't die and do that. And you know, one of the cool things is that once you start sleeping right, man, the weight starts to kind of fall off. Now, you know, I had an extra 150, 160 pounds, so it kind of came off. But, you know, if you're not getting that REM sleep, you're going to have a heck of a time losing that weight. So get that sleep taken care of. Super important. So mindset. So now when you got your sleep good, you're going to have more energy. You're going to be able to do things. But you're still going to live in this world. You're still going to live in this world that seems to want to crap on you pretty much every chance it gets. So one of the things that turned my life around and changing my mindset was that I would look for the good. Like I said in my story, if I'm going to blame her for the things that she did bad, I should blame her for the things that she did good. And that's what I'm telling you. So there is always a lesson. Look for the good in everything. Look for what you can figure out. I had to go get tested for the sleep thing. I was snoring and I had holding my breath, and that was probably causing me a lot of trouble. But I did this, and this became something that is so important to me. I mean, I have a schedule. I'm just like a toddler. I go to bed at this time. I am in the bed by 10:30. I will read the Bible. I will read something positive. I will read something that is uplifting and helpful for me. And the lights are out at 11 o'clock. I'm not screwing around with my phone. I'm not doing that. I'm reading, and then lights out at 11, and the alarm goes off at 7:15. That gives me 8 hours and 15 minutes to be there. And, you know, I might wake up in the middle of the night and I roll over and boom, I go right back to sleep. I don't look and see what time it is and all that, because I know I have a timer. Now, I sleep so well, I'm always awake 15, 20 minutes before the timer. It's so cool. So there is a good lesson in everything. I closed my business, all right, and that was terrible, and it was really sad. But you know what? I'm doing this now. I would never be doing a podcast without having to move into something different. I had to learn all the technology of Facebook and podcasts and Instagram, and, you know, man, I sure sound like an old grandpa, don't I? So I am a grandpa, and, you know, I'm 64 years old, but I'll tell you what, I don't feel like it. I don't act like it. I don't talk like it. And that's my girlfriend. I don't kiss like it either. So look for the good. Look for the good. Wow, this is going to free me up to do this. Oh, I'm going to move forward into that. Because your brain does this amazing thing, like I talked about into the podcast. What you focus on is what it is. Your focus brings the world to you. And by focusing on the bad, here comes the bad. But if you believe and focus in on the good, on the good that's happening, the small little improvements that you're making in your health or your relationship or in your mindset, if you are doing these things, you can bring good to you. I'm not talking about airy-fairy stuff. It's just how it works. This is quantum physics. We had treatments in my office with machines that was based on quantum physics. I've never seen such things happen. People change their lives. Just amazing. In a few months period of time, going from not able to walk and getting up and move around, or not having the energy to do anything, and all of a sudden this quantum physics changed our life. So I live by that. So go after that. Go after what you can find, the good in it and the lesson in it. It'll just make it so much easier. Instead of being boo-hoo, poor me, what you can do now is be the person that is the upbeat person, the one that always seems to find the good in things. And I'm going to tell you something. All of a sudden, people started calling me lucky. You're so lucky. Look at what's going on. Look how many things are happening good for you. So that's a full topic for another day. But by looking for the good in life and looking for the good in the lesson in every situation, I feel lucky. So now, relationships. All right. Something that is critical in every relationship is the connection. Without connection, it fades away. Remember when the person that you're with, you were dating. Remember you were dating and you probably brushed your hair and your teeth and you might have shaved and maybe put on a nice clean shirt and you were very nice and you said please and thank you and you tried to like show off a little bit, you know? Like I'd go to the gym with the gal I'm dating now and I'd show her how strong I am and how much I can do and then of course some guy half my size come over and double my weight and I try to get in between her and that magic happening there. So you wanted this person. You wanted to be with them. You wanted their attention. So maybe you go back to the dating way of doing things, you know? Maybe you're having a hard time. Maybe your significant other doesn't really even seem to be participating. Maybe it's all rote, you know? Maybe you still got some kids at home or maybe they're gone and, you know, what are we doing now? You know, we're empty nesters and what are we gonna do with life? So my whole thing that I'm getting to is go back to dating. Have a date night once a week and you fight for that like it's oxygen. You wouldn't give up oxygen. So don't give up on the date night. Don't let anything get in the way. This is the day and the time. This is when we do this. And it doesn't have to be a nighttime thing. It could be an afternoon thing. It could be morning. It could be a meal. It could be movies. It could be something. But there's three rules with the date night. First of all, no phones. You put the damn thing down and you don't pick it up. It's not even on the table. Matter of fact, turn it off. Turn it off, all right? If you feel like there's something so important in your life that you have to be available every minute of the day for it, really, when was the last time? When did the phone go off and it was an emergency, all right? And, you know, you can have an hour or 2 hour date night and just keep the phone off. Because as you sit there and look at your phone, you are not connected to your significant other. As the phone is sitting there, it's like the wall between you. Don't do that. Put it away. Put the damn thing away. Believe me, there'll be plenty of time to waste time, all right? You know, a text or an email is rarely so important. You got to have it right this second. All right. And if you're so important, if you're president of the United States, I hope you're watching this because I know you're over 50. Tell people I am unavailable from this time to that time. Just like you might tell them this is when I'm sleeping. This is when I'm, I'm doing my spiritual thing. I'm at church or synagogue or the temple or something or, you know, whatever, wherever you go for your thing. Or maybe there's a time where you meditate and pray. You just tell them I'm not available during this time because that's your time to connect with the universe, all right? And, you know, like we said in the last one, who you choose to be with and spend your life with as a mate or significant other, that's the most important thing in the whole world. So put the phone down, rule number one. Number two, no complaining. You're not going to bring up the stupid thing that your significant other did, or she can't bring up that you didn't take out the trash, or you didn't do this, she didn't like the way you did this. No. There's a whole nother thing that we're going to talk about relationships at another time, and that's the time for that. All right? I'll give you a hint. It's called State of the Union. And that could be every week, every 2 weeks, or every month. Kind of depends on what the deal is. We'll talk about that another time. So rule number two, no complaining. And rule number three, you come to that date with three good things to say about the other person. So look, no phones, it's just you two. There's no complaining. And somebody's going to say three nice things about you. And you know what's just as equally as wonderful? Is when you look at the face of the person that you care about and you stare into their eyes and they say, wow, I didn't think you noticed, or I didn't think you cared. How good is that? What kind of connection are you guys going to be having with that? And, you know, one of the great things about date night is it seems to kind of last that hour or two or whatever it was, and whatever you did. You know, I think a great date night is we're going to get a healthy recipe off the internet or from Dr. Harper, because I provide those things. And we're going to go to the grocery store and we're going to get the stuff. We're going to come home, and either at that point or another time, we're going to make this together. We're going to give you up the parts, and then we're going to sit down and make this meal together. And we're going to enjoy it together, or maybe not. You know, sometimes I eat these things and it's like, wow, good thing this is healthy, because it's not really delicious. But sometimes, you know, wow, my girlfriend and I, we make this thing called seafood stew, and we put in the shrimp and the fish and the mussels and the squid, and you know, it's fabulous. You know, we use some ghee, garlic, a lot of garlic, and salt, good healthy salt. Oh man, can't get enough of it. So really, these are the three things that are really important. The sleep for your health. Look for the lesson for your night set. Sorry, I get so excited about this stuff. Sometimes I forget what we're already talking about. And then date night. And the cool thing is that you go on the date night, well, that's going to help your mindset. Maybe even sleep better. You know what I mean as a man. You get your health better, that's going to make your mindset better. You sleep, get more sleep, that's going to help your mindset. That's going to help your relationship. So, that's it. And I just want to tell you, thank you very much for watching this. I love doing these things. I love helping people. One time I had a brand new staff member, and I used to give these talks called Lunch with Doc. And people would come in, and I'd buy them lunch at a nice restaurant. And then they'd listen to me for about a half an hour or longer to what I do in my practice and how I help people. And it was a great way to start new people. And they were always appreciative of the information I gave them in the lunch. And at the end of the thing, I said to this new gal, you know, kind of full of myself because I think I'm quite a speaker. And I said, what do you think? And she says, well, Dr. Harper, you sure love to tell people what to do. And other than being offended and looking for the lesson and looking for the good, I said, I sure love telling people how to have better lives. And she says, you know, I believe that. I believe that truly. So with all that, we're going to have some things, some links that you can check into here on the Facebook page. You can watch the whole video. You can do that. So like I sign off with, good job, man. Good job. We'll see you soon.